Today is Friday, November 5th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. We have a voicemail, so I want to go ahead and listen to that. Turn this down. Here we go.
Adam, it's Scotty. And I thought what I should do, because I know you don't like animals in America.
Hello, Scotty.
That I would walk next to this wood factory in the industrial estate nearby where I live. And you get the beautiful sounds of some kind of hydraulic wood cutting engine. Isn't that beautiful? I know you're...
It is very beautiful.
Just like your blender use, you're much more of an industrial kind of guy. You hate nature. Which is funny because I thought you would have liked seeing Mount Rushmore far more. Because it's not really nature, it's like man-made.
Oh, I did. But, we stayed for a long time.
Anyway, we all remember the time you snubbed poor Kathy Bacon, who drove like 24 hours through the night in the snow and sleet and rain to see you. And then such a great story. And then what did you do? I think, didn't you want to go and get a Starbucks or something? So you just said, nice to meet you, bye, and walked off. Something like that. Can't remember now. It was a great story. Oh, anyway, I'm quite behind in your little show. What else do I have? I still haven't got my MacBook Pro, M1 Pro. Isn't that too many pros in the one name? Still haven't gotten it, so I can't tell you how amazing it is and how my great creative career is about to take off. Okay, this is Scotty. Bye. Stay warm.
So, I do have, you know, as we all know, I'm now a Mac owner. So, I mean, my laptop for work is a Mac, and because all the developers started getting Macs, and so they started giving us all Macs when we asked for a new laptop. And I had been a Windows person before. And I still use Windows on my laptop. And I mean, I have a lot of computers, so I never throw a computer away. The one thing that I'm kind of a hoarder about, and actually, I need to start throwing away computers because I have too many and I don't use all of them. So, but, and they're so old that they're not really good for anything anymore. I mean, I could find little uses for them if I really wanted to, but they're not, they don't have enough power to run the types of things that we do now because, you know, as computers get more powerful, applications are developed to use that power of the new computers. And then you go back to an old computer and it won't run the stuff. Even if it's an application you've been using for 15 years, as they upgrade that application, it consumes more and more of, you know, because computers get better. So, and you know, so these computers that I've got laying around, I'm never going to use them, but I just keep, I'm like, oh, maybe one day I'll find a home automation project I want to do or something. And so I keep it. I really need to one weekend just remove the hard drives, you know, copy the data so I don't lose that and get rid of. I've probably got at least 3 or 4 desktops and laptops that I don't use at all. They just sit in the closet that I could get rid of. But anyway, regardless, my newest podcasting computer that I do my live streaming and I do my editing and all that is the Mac M1 Mini. Or Mini M1 or whatever they call it. And I've had really good luck with it. And it's not hard for me because, like I said, because I've been using a Mac for work, I know most of it. It's still a little bit weird. I prefer Windows, to be honest, from a user experience. But I had heard really good things about this M1 chip. And so I thought, well, for creative stuff, why not get that, you know? So I did. And now for Blender, speaking of Blender, I've been playing around. I mean, I continually play around with it. I'm always watching tutorials and stuff like that. But I started to do something the other day, and I wasn't doing it on the Mac, but I was doing it on my laptop, which is a pretty powerful laptop. But again, well, but laptops, you don't generally have discrete graphics cards. So when you do something graphic heavy, a laptop is not always your best bet or your best friend, unless you get one that has a discrete graphics card in it, which mine does not, I don't think. So anyway, I tried to do something and it was pitiful. I couldn't, and it's a fairly powerful i9, you know, Intel i9, blah, 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 32 gigabytes of RAM or something like that, but no graphics card. So, but you know, I'm just a hobbyist at Blender, so I can't buy a new computer for something that I haven't even learned how to do. It's one of those things. It's like, if you want to learn computer graphics and you want to learn CGI and you want to learn all of these things, it's kind of a which comes first, the chicken or the egg sort of thing. Do you learn on crappy hardware, which may totally turn you off and make you hate it and never want to do it again because everything is so slow. And when you're trying to create these graphics and rendering takes, you know, hours, days, whatever, you know, even for these simple things that you're creating, and you're thinking, oh, I'm going to create these whole entire universes like they have on the movies and everything. And you know, one little teapot takes a week because your computer is not powerful enough. And then you think, well, if I got a more powerful computer, then, but you don't know, you know, you don't know if it's something you're ever going to use because you're just at that kind of starting point, playing around with the application, whatever. So you think, if I buy a more powerful computer and then I could get bored with it and move on to the next thing and not need that computer at all. So I'm at the point where I'm not going to buy a new computer for Blender. But when I try to do anything too complicated with any of the machines that I've got laying around, it's not the fastest experience in the world, and it can lead to some frustration. It is what it is. So yesterday, I will admit, today is just a wash for Weight Watchers, or this week is just a wash for Weight Watchers, because we had all those candy bars laying around for Halloween. And like I said, when I weighed last Saturday, I gained 0.2 pounds, but basically I just stayed the same. And I was doing good Monday and Tuesday. Well, I don't know. I mean, I just kept, every time I would go by that stupid bowl of Halloween candy. And I don't even like candy all that much. But I got Snickers and Kit Kat and Almond Joy, which is my favorite. I know a lot of people hate Almond Joy because it's got the coconut in it, but I really like Almond Joy. I like coconut candies. So I get one, and then my bread box came in yesterday. And I love bread. I knew this was going to be a problem because I thought, okay, I'm going to wait until the weekend. I'm only going to eat bread on the weekends, but I'm going to try this subscription service. And so Mark and I went to walk after work ended, and I recorded my show yesterday. And the bread box had come in. And I thought, ooh, I need to make something that goes good with bread. So I know I'll do pasta. Well, that's not on Weight Watchers. So I made spaghetti and, you know, not trying to go light at all, other than I did use my typical 97% lean turkey, ground turkey, which I guess is better. That's better than nothing. You know, I mean, I'm saving a lot of calories by doing the really lean ground turkey, which works fine for me. I'm used to it now. I don't know about Mark, but I mean, it works fine for me. But, you know, and then I wanted to try the croissants. So I put the croissants in the oven, and my oven, you guys, my oven is a smart oven. I love this oven. I can turn it on with an app from anywhere. So when we're on our walk, if I decide I'm going to cook, I can, with about two, because it takes a long, I don't know if you guys have ever timed an oven warming up, but it takes a really long time. If you want to get to like 350, 400 degree, it takes forever. You need to plan that shit into your cooking time. And so now what I can do is I pull up the app on my phone when we're walking. And if we have like a lap left, maybe, because a lap takes 6 minutes and then it takes us 6 minutes to get home, roughly, I can go ahead and get the oven started preheating. Well, the other thing is, I mean, they have a lot of features that I'm probably not even using. That's my favorite one, because I can, from anywhere, from outside the house, from in a different room in the house, whatever, I can turn it on and off and all that good stuff. So that would be a good safety feature if you forgot and left your oven on and you went on a trip and you realize right before you get on the plane, oh my God, my oven's on 500 degrees. You could just open your phone and turn the oven off. But the other thing is, it has a touch screen on it and they have all these pretty backgrounds. And I didn't even realize it until yesterday. Apparently they changed the background for seasons. So now they've updated the background for Thanksgiving. And I set the timer for the croissants last night. And when the timer went off, it was a turkey gobbling instead of a buzzer. And so my oven is so fun. I want to know what it's going to be for Christmas. Maybe it'll be handbells or something. I don't know. And they have a turkey mode that showed up. There's a button now called turkey mode, and you hit the button and it asks you how much does your turkey weigh, and it will walk you through the process to cook your turkey. It's amazing. I love it. Anyway, I made these croissants. They were good. I cooked them until they were very, very dark. And for some reason, the one that Mark got was a little underdone in the middle, but all the other three were fine. I don't know how that happened, but they were good. They were good. I killed it. So then and then we had more bread for lunch today. I totally have killed my week. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.